بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Some of the terms that are used in tasawwuf. One is called ahwal, rule of halat. Now the tabligh halat is different, and when they use ahwal in tasawwuf, it's different. Tabligh, when they say halat, they say he's going through some trials. He's going through some halat. What do you mean? Some difficulties. When in tasawwuf they say hal, then hal is a good feature, but it's temporary. Good. Overall, maybe it's not matlub. It's not the desired thing, but it's good overall, mahmud. Like someone had a good dream. So it's a hal, it's a good hal. But that's not the desired, it's not the objective. So one is halat and one is called maqam. Maqam is the matlub, is the desired thing. It's the goal, what you're supposed to be working towards. So people generally, they don't understand the difference. And when there is some type of a depreciation and a fall in the halat, then they feel that our iman is now weak. Before, there was that excitement. It was that drive. Now that drive became a little bit weak. It went down. When the drive went down, so the man feels now, my iman is getting weak, I've done something, so the drive is no more in me like what it used to be then. So this drive, we call it enthusiasm, right? It is a temporary thing. And it is good, but it isn't the actual goal. So the actual goal is about four or five things that are the actual goals, right? But to sum that up, one is istihzar and the other is kasratu zikr. Right? So what do they get into you in this whole exercise, what they try to achieve? So you know now, right, I'm going on or I'm off the track. Right? You must know what is the extras and what is the basic. Extra is extra and basic is basic. You need to have that. Others are extras. Like in a motor car, the mags are the extras. Aircon is the extra. And the engine is the basic. Now I come inside your car, say, hey, aircon is too good. Mags, look at more mags. Go and look at the engine. I say, no, this is good. The mag is good. The aircon is good. But how is the engine? Now this is where we're making a problem. We're creating a problem for ourselves. We don't know what's the actual goal. And because we don't know what's the actual goal, confuse our minds and confuse others as well. So these are temporary features that you go through. And one is a permanent thing. The permanent thing is istihzar. One is istihzar. Istihzar means the presence, divine presence, right? So it's an overwhelming presence of Allah Ta'ala that you can feel at any given time. And what is the effect of that presence? The effect of the presence is your batin, your inner self, is in ta'at all the time. Your inner self is not going to sin. Now, what do you mean by your inner self remaining in ta'at? At any given time, then your trust is in Allah Ta'ala. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. See the trust. You're supposed to be having firm trust in Allah Ta'ala. So if you don't have the trust in Allah Ta'ala that is required, that means there's a flaw in you. Right? Supposed to be trusting Allah Ta'ala in whatever you are doing. As the hadith says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah loves those who trust Him. So you adopted the means, but your trust is not in the means, it's in Allah Ta'ala Himself, that He'll make it happen. If He wills, He'll make it happen. If He doesn't will, it won't happen. So your trust is not in the procedures and the means that you have adopted. Your trust is in Allah Ta'ala, that if He wills, Allah Ta'ala willing, it will happen. Ibrahim alayhi salam is thrown into the fire. He says, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient. And when you say wakil here, wakil means the one that will accomplish your work. What? Wakil in this, in the Quran Sharif, when you say wakil, what do you mean? He'll make this thing happen. He'll accomplish. He'll bring it to fruition. He'll bring it to completion. So that's wakil. So he'll do it for you. His Allah will stand for you. He'll complete the thing, bring it to completion, fulfillment. So He is the one that will do it. So at any given time, to have that firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in any makhluk. As we have, you know, if this is right, if this person says it, it will happen. If this person says it, it will make it happen. He can't make it happen, nor can he make it happen. It will happen if Allah ta'ala wills. So if you go to fight with someone, then that discussion must be just to the level of moderation, because he can't make it happen. One person asked one buzurg for a recommendation. Right? Sometimes it's a marriage, sometimes it's a loan, sometimes it's a business, but you want a recommendation, right? So that buzurg wrote a letter. He says, in taf'al فأنت المشكور فالله هو الفاعل وأنت المشكور إن تفعل فالله هو الفاعل وأنت المشكور وإن لم تفعل فالله هو المانع وأنت المعذور. How beautiful, eh? إن تفعل فالله هو الفاعل وأنت المشكور وإن لم تفعل فالله هو المانع وأنت المعذور. If you accede to this request of mine, then the doer is Allah Ta'ala, and I show appreciation to you, because we asked that in the world whoever is the sabab, we show gratitude and show thanks to him as well. أنشكر لي ولي والديك. Parents are the sabab, because of them being sabab, so therefore you are grateful to them, right? They are not the khaliq, they are the sabab. And Allah Pak wants that the sabab must be appreciated. So you were the sabab to get this thing done, so I appreciate you. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to receive a lot of gifts, etc. So it was his habit, he'll try and give something better than what he would receive. But overall, sometimes you don't know the person, sometimes you can't give to the extent that he is giving. Then Hazrat will say, مُعْتِيكُ اللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ اپنے شائع نشان اور اس کے احسان کے موافق شائع نشان اس کے احسان کے موافق بہترین جزا نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ, according to his grandeur, may Allah تعالیٰ bless you for the gift, or according to the gift that you are given, and according to his grandeur, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. So you thank the person that comes in between. He is the person that's coming in between. So you thank him, you appreciate him. Parents, you appreciate. Your ustads, mashayikh, you appreciate. Why? They come in between. The islah is done by Allah Ta'ala, but because these are the people that are coming on the way, so therefore you are thankful and you appreciate. Right? The car is not the thing that will take you to the destination, Allah Pak will take you. But don't you appreciate it? Wash it, car wash, polish. How much figure you make? But just, it is not the thing that will take you. Allah Pak will take you. But what figure don't you do, and don't you make on that car? Polish it, feed the thing, service, overhaul, minor service, major service, tire change. How many things you do, huh? because you understand that this is a sabab that will take you there. I need to appreciate this thing here, for this thing to take me where I need to go. Right? Doesn't it happen? So similarly, is all the batin, the sifat of the batin, and the sifat of the batin, you are working to bring it to the right shape. Now one is, for example, I showed you tawakkul. One is hub fillah wal bughd fillah. If I like someone, I like him only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So the heart is pulsating with the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, number one, right? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So your heart is filled, is brimming, not just muhabbat, but it's brimming with the love of Allah Ta'ala. So when it's brimming with the love of Allah Ta'ala, you love for Allah Ta'ala. You will be averse to someone for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not because of personal reasons. Right? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So therefore, in this i'tikaf, this is what is one of the aims, or the objectives. What is the objective here? To create a special bonding with Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi, he says, وَلَا مُطَالَعَةُ كِتَابٍ وَلَا اِخْتِلَاتُ بِأَحَدٍ. Don't even meet with anybody, don't even read a kitab, just you and Allah Ta'ala. You need to bond, you need to strengthen that bond. But Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi is from the mutaqaddimin, أَيْمَّا أَرْبَعَ مُحَدِّسِينَ, or the ustara of all the muhaddisin, right? But now, he must have seen the zamana before him, the time of Imam Shafi, etc., that was his ustad, right? So he saw what was happening then, and he brought it to us. So you must be so much in that frame of mind, that you want to get that, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. See, what was in Hira, what was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam achieving in Hira, all alone, you can't even see anything, there's nothing to attract, nothing material. It is just Allah Ta'ala and him. So this special bonding with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mind is like that you can't concentrate on multiple things at one and the same time. Especially if that thing is very important. You are doing talim or reports. So while you're doing the report, can you be joking and talking and driving your car and doing reports? Can you do that? Can't do it. You're writing the examination papers. Can you be like walking around and do everything? Now this is a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Can you understand now how important this is? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So it's a very special relationship. It's very, very special. And this special relationship needs that attention and needs that assistance. Like, you just got married now, right? Right? And the friends are playing a prank, they're phoning all the time. Will you appreciate that? Now you have some special time, you went to the Bergs, right? Alone, nobody there, you're getting to know each other. But that is Allah bada hai. Bahut se kitabo dekha, kahi wo honeymoon, shahru aslin. Kabhi kahin kisi kitab mein nahi dekha, pata nahi kahan se. And it's such an important thing now, don't do it. No, honeymoon. Such a big kabira guna this man. Where are you living in? Became like a faraz. Ulama, khair ulama, everybody doing it. Astaghfirullah, hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where there is no azan being heard, no namaz being performed. Places where Satanists go and stay there, gays and lesbians. And they're going to start off a new life. What a terrible starting life. But you hear the azan, namaz is taking place, zikr is taking place, Quran is tilawat. In that type of mahol, you're starting off a new life. What a mubarak way to start it off. But such a dirty, filthy way, unmubarak way to go and start off a thing. But anyway, we're talking about something else now. So I'll drift off. So you need that special thing, special bond. You sending your motor car for a special overhaul, right? Major service. Can you be driving around that time? She say the technician, you shake it up also, and I'll keep driving. Can it happen? It can't. We'll have to stop the thing. That thing must go for overhaul, proper checkup. It's a very expensive car. You don't mind selling for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, but do a proper job for that thing. Take whatever you want, but do a proper job on my car. I mustn't have a problem afterwards. Don't you say that? So it needs to be stationary. It can't be working at that time. It has to be focused. So you need that. When the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ آمُنُ أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Your love must be intense, not just love. What is love? I love him, alright. But what is the word of the Quran? أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. That everything can be given, wealth, health, time, everything for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to that level of intensity. So then you give a small price to get that type of intense love for it. You give a major thing, your car you love, right? And you show what you do if someone just dents it slightly. What do? You leave it like that. Hey, bye. You better fix it up. Well, I make math, but this thing you fix it up. Don't you say that? See, this is going to cost me 4,000 or 5,000. Please, you better shine up. Don't you say that? I worked for this. I sweated for this. So when you, for your belongings, you are so concerned, right? That iman, you want a car, or you want upgrade, proper car, good car, brand new, this time, this design, everything, all the specs you should. Right? You want everything, all the beauty. And iman, so what type of beauty it must be loaded with? Pure, clean, perfect, and intense, that love must be intense. So at any given time, that iman mustn't have a dent. If something comes up, it dented again. Something comes up, again dented. Something comes up, iman is affected. See how that iman gets affected. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. There's a question came that today, this morning. So, man is saying that, if I go somewhere, then won't this be like murder? If someone contacts that sickness, then won't this be murder? So the iman has gone so weak. This is taking a shot in the dark, you know. That because he went there, therefore he contacted the thing, and if he doesn't look after himself, then he'll die. So many muqaddamat you're putting to come to this end here, murder, and you sentence him for murder. If the kuffar do it, well, it's understandable. They don't have an Allah Ta'ala, right? Allahu maulana wala maula lakum. Straight. Allahu maulana wala maula lakum. We have an Allah, but we don't need anybody to come and teach us iman. But what we have done, you must come and teach us iman. America, you teach us iman. Health, you come and teach us iman. Are they in the position to teach us iman? We say Allah is the file, Allah Ta'ala is the doer. He will, it will happen. You staying in the house, it will happen. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. In lofty towers you are staying, all the security, dawa. We will take our precaution, as Allah Pak wants, خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. But a precaution is a precaution, that's all. Because of that, now we will not say, hey, this is a genuine cause of this. We won't say that. And in fact, it's not right to say this type of words. For to say the other thing about this, right, there are so many causes of death, right? Sugar is a cause of death. Cholesterol is a cause of death, right? Cancer is a cause of death. Motor accident is a cause of death, right? Then you got AIDS cause of death. Now go and see all the statistics. Motor car is about the most, right? That means if that's a cause of death, then must stop driving that. That's what it comes to. That you must stop driving because it's murder. Because you're driving, someone saw you, he became contagious, he also drove, and a third person drove, and then that person caused an accident. So therefore now, motor car driving, مَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا مَنْ قَتَلَهُ فَقَدْ قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You know, see that, how that. So if a kuffar do it, let them do it. Allahu مَوْلَانَا وَلَا مَوْلَا لَكُمْ. Why must someone else come and force us, teach us our deen? Alright, they say you follow the law, we follow the law, right? But we don't dent our iman because of that. See, we don't affect our iman. We follow the law, we don't violate the law. That's a different thing. We don't violate or provoke and all that. We don't do all this thing. But we will not learn iman from a kafir. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَّا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَانَ. That's what they are wanting. That you must behave like us. Whatever kufr, haram, halal they're doing, so you must do the same. But the kunun sawan. So you can't take them as friends, you can't even trust them. So in your iman, your love for Allah must be like this. Same again, the See, that we're talking of now the sifat, the maqamat, right? Maqamat, what you need to acquire. Ridha and taslim, right? Aslim, kama aslim, ithqal lahu rabbu aslim. So to have that ridha and taslim at any given time, that this is the will of Allah Ta'ala, I'm happy for Allah Ta'ala, I'm happy for His command. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bil muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola. At any given time, ridha, taslim, the heart must be like that. See, this is called maqam. The other things are all experiences, like dream, you feel like jumping, you feel like crying. These are all experiences. I don't say it's not good. Good that you feel crying, good. But that's not the maqam. Maqam is this ridha and taslim. That is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Did you accept the whole command of Allah Ta'ala? Wholeheartedly. Allah Ta'ala's command. And I am taking it and accepting the command of Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly. Ya Bunayya, inni ara bil manami anni adbahuka. And what he says, if alma tu'mar satajiduni inshallah. Ridha and taslim. Whatever Allah Ta'ala commands, I'm there. I'm doing it. The command of all I need to know is it the command of Allah Ta'ala? Once I know it's the command of Allah Ta'ala, then I'm doing it. I don't need to ask anything after that. No queries after that. No questions. That's ridha and taslim. This wealth is not right. I don't need to ask any other question. Now I'm going to jump through the thing. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it. This wealth is all right. Allah Ta'ala says it's right. I'll take it. Allah Ta'ala says this is not right. And I'll take it. I'll dump the thing wholeheartedly. If I take it, I'll take it wholeheartedly. If I dump the thing, I'll dump the thing also wholeheartedly. Why? Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. He's like, kya khair, kya bhali baat hai. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. What's the good in that wealth? If Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it, then what's the good in that wealth? Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. So what he likes, to accept it wholeheartedly. See, now these are called maqamat. Similarly, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا maqamat. Not to have any type of envy, malice for any Muslim. لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. At any time. Now this is called maqamat. And this is what you're supposed to be aiming towards. Now you aim for a dream. Sikr now. Today I'm going to see one dream. When the dream comes, etikaf now. Today. Aaj kal. Aaj ya kal. Abhuwa, kabhuwa, abhuwa, kabhuwa. When that dream will come. Dreaming. Then he got a wet dream. The questions that come from India, they use for wet dream, nightfall. Up to here, nightfall kya hai, right? Then I came to the question. So this thing is not matlub. Why I'm explaining these things here is you'll chase for the wrong things. And now you see now, hey, I sat at the ground, no dream came, nothing happened now. Maybe Allah doesn't like me. Unnecessarily you put up a goal for you unnecessarily without understanding it. And when it didn't happen, then you felt that now Allah doesn't like me, therefore I didn't see a dream. See that? So these are called maqamat, and these are things that you have to work for. So the heart must be, at any given time, with tawakkul, trust of Allah Ta'ala. With iman, ashaddu hubbal lillah, the love of Allah Ta'ala pulsating. Ridha and tasteem at any given time. Have free of all type of malice, hatred, jealousy and envy, etc. for any Muslim. So at any given time, now you got that, now you see you got ta'at-e batini. So that's the maqsood, see. One maqsood. That's why I said istihzar. The istihzar will grant you this. When you got the overwhelming presence of Allah Ta'ala at any given time, this is what it's supposed to be doing to you. Right? So that's called ta'at. It comes under ta'at. Ta'at-e batini, ta'at-e zahiri. One is the outer ta'at. One student came from some other madrasa. So I was asking about, you know, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wouldn't eat two meals and three meals in the day, and they lived a life of poverty. So now we are used to having three meals. So that means, he's saying now, that we can't be able to reach that levels of love of Allah Ta'ala as the others enjoyed the levels of love. So I told him, see, two things I told him. إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأَتُوا بِهِ مَسْتَطَعْتُمُ. When I command you with something, then do as much you can. Do as much as you can. Now if your body is such that you have to eat 2-3 times a day for you, for your well-being, then let it be. But if your body is such that for your well-being you need to eat 2-3 times, let it be. You're not eating just as an addiction. You're eating because your body needs that amount of food. Sahaba Ikram, one meal was enough for them. So they ate accordingly. Then I told him, see, you're talking of secondary things and you're falling into this thing here. Your heart needs to be fixed up. Now he got shaken up when I said heart. And then he started asking me about things. I won't tell you the question because I'll create a doubt in your heart. So I'm avoiding the question. Right? But now the things he began to ask now was all about taqdeer. See, that means his aqeedah and beliefs about taqdeer is not as it's supposed to be. So isn't that a weakness? Isn't that obligatory? This is primary, that heart get it right. This thing here will come in its own time. This thing here will come. So now you don't know these things here, you mix up the both all these things here. When you mix these things up here now, the secondary things make it primary things make it secondary. See the confusion that you create. So that aqidah of taqdeer, la yus'alu amma yaf'alu. Allah Pak, he's the designer. He is not answerable to anybody. Why he did this and why he didn't do this? I don't have a chance. I don't have the right to do it. Otherwise, the same thing can happen. Then why did Allah create me then? You can have also that question. That question won't end after that. It will just carry on spiraling. So by what his department, that's his work, you're not supposed to be asking. What you're supposed to be doing is what he's ordering. Not what he's doing. You can't ask what he's doing. That's his. You wrote a letter, right? Anybody wrote a letter to his wife, right? He wrote told the worker, go and post the thing. Right? Now, it's a personal letter you're writing to your wife, right? Maybe you just got married now, first month for love and order, some heart and everything. Right? Now, the person you asked to send that letter, to post that letter, if he says, boss, what's inside the letter? What you wrote? You give him 2 shots. But you just do as I say. You don't ask me about my private matters. Won't you tell him that much? So that is the private matter of Allah Ta'ala. Just leave Allah's matters to himself. You just do what he's told you. You don't have the right to go and ask Allah Ta'ala what he's done. Have you got the right? You consider it to be against your reputation, your integrity, that he must ask you, a worker must come and ask you, what's the contents of this letter, a private letter that you wrote to your wife? Don't you take it too personal. My personal thing. So, this is Allah's personal property. When it is personal thing, you don't have the right. End of the story. Cut it off. This is where the problem starts. What was the worker's duty? Do what I tell you to do. That's the boss instruction. What's inside this letter? That's not part of your portfolio. Why are you getting into it? So that is why when the Sahaba Ikram discussed this thing, Nabi was very upset. But Abihaza Umirtum. Why did he get so upset? So I just told him this much. See, this, you need to get your heart fixed up. And then the next question is asked about taqdeer, he's asking. But you see now, what was the corruption? The heart was wrong. Now he's talking of eating less and all that. That is a secondary thing. If you eat a little bit more, so it's not a problem. But your heart is corrupt. Heart is gone off. That is a primary thing. That will lead you to destruction just now. So, speaking about ahwal and maqam, two different things. Now, sometimes people's halat and all that becomes a topic. No topic, and his questions all made this topic today with the grace of Allah Ta'ala.